Most High. I greet you one and all in the middle of all that's going on around us at such time as this around the world. As you look out and you see, don't be perplexed. Do not fear. You know, I'm actually more hopeful now than I think I've been in a very long time. Why is that? Well, it's because as things change and as things shift and as systems come down and come apart, we actually have a chance now for solutions that we've never had before. You know, we have a chance now for things to be different in a way that they never were before. You know, people fear change because change is unknown. But life is change. You know, if you look back at your own life, you know, as much as you'd like things to remain a certain way, perhaps, especially when things are good, or you think they're good, things change. Things shift. You know, bodies change. Relationships change. Resources change. Other people change. Countries change. Weather changes. You know, sometimes it's actually one of the mistakes people make is trying so hard to hold on to, say, an experience or something that happened. They try so hard to hold on to it, but then life happens. And as things shift and they're unable to hold on to what they once knew, then, you know, they get upset because they wanted to set up shop in a particular place. And it doesn't work. You know, life is very fluid. You know, you plant a tree, it grows, it changes. You know, whether if it has a storm or something happens to it, damages it, if it bounces back, it bounces back. If it doesn't bounce back, it gets destroyed. But things change. So nothing stays constant. And the mistake people make is trying to make something stay constant when the world that we live in shifts and flows. We know for ourselves that time itself is an illusion. It's an experience. And because it's an experience that we all have and we relate to, but the nature of what time is now. So you've got people that, you know, work in different realms of physics, mathematics, philosophy, the rest of it, and kind of a general sentiment now that's come out is this understanding that what people think of as time is not that construct. That all time is happening all the time. So we're experiencing something, what we experience is from a certain vantage point, but everything is already happening, has already happened, will already happen, has happened. If you went different directions from that moment, you would experience different aspects. So you may be watching a film, you may be watching a movie, the whole movie's been shot already, but you're just watching a movie. You're watching those frames in that journey, in that process. But the whole thing's been done. It's finished. So when we're in this process of life, now there's the pattern that's there, yes, but then there's also our effect on it. When we truly have organic time, then we move away from the repeat patterns and the constructs that are predictable, and we move into something that truly is organic. Now, in order for you to experience that, well, that's going to be something that comes from within. If your reality is dictated by something external, then you're constantly going to be shaped by your environment, and you're also going to constantly be shaped by external agendas programming you through the environment. The difference between that and versus you from within making choices and decisions and taking action, and then the actions that you take, now you having an effect on the world around you. That's the difference. Because when you do that, now what changes is the world around you, because you are having an impact on it. It's coming through you and onto that reality, versus you just being a passive receiver of programming going on around you. See, when you start to see and understand this nature of reality, then you start, it starts to make sense why it's called television programming. Why, education means the training of farm animals. Why all these different inputs that come in and around you are there and serve a certain purpose. And the purpose is to get you to consume it from outside of yourself, internalize it, and action according to an external agenda. That's very different than you as a free will sovereign in yourself, having everything required to live an incredible abundant life, that you in an understanding of who you are, then taking free will decisions to manifest from within yourself outside. Now here's the thing, the backdrop, the universe that we live in, all of that responds to the action you take. And the action you take is going to result in the manifestation of the fruits of that action. So, if you take actions in line with your external programming, you will then get the manifestation that the system wants you to have. Versus if you take action in line with what comes from within you, you will now manifest your true reality and what you know to be true, and that will be coming from within and then will manifest without. Those are two different ways to live. And most people historically have lived in the way of being programmed from outside. And that's why the worlders and the legacy controllers do that. It's because it works. And it takes somebody that truly wants to be on the journey and the path of freedom to be willing to let go of what's been, and also be willing to recognize when and where they've been lied to and gamed and tricked, and let that go. You know, you've got to let it go. You can't, if you try to hold on to it, if you try to justify the fact that you went along with a lie for 30 years, because it's hard. You know, there's ego for a lot of people involved in that, because, you know, you were fooled for 30 years, and people don't want to be called the dummy. You know, how'd you fall for that? Well, whatever reason, you did. And maybe it's because you thought the best of people. Maybe it is because you believed somebody that maybe you shouldn't have believed. Maybe you believed somebody and they were deceived, but you liked the person that told you the information, and you didn't think to question it or question them. Doesn't matter, to be honest. What matters is you know the truth now. And what will you do with that truth now? Listen, whatever's happened before is really inconsequential, good or bad. This is your moment. This is your day, today. You don't have another time, because all time, like we said, is happening all the time. So because all time is happening all the time, you don't have another time. This is your time. So what's the actions you'll take? If you don't know what's the word within, one of the best things you can do is quiet yourself. My friend Barbara Marcotti, Cornerstone, up in North Haven, Connecticut. She, one time we were talking about something, and I've got a site, give this example of where this came from. But try this. And this is something you can do to quiet yourself. If you just sit in a chair and allow your head to drop forward. And as you allow your head to drop forward, what you will know is, and just let it go forward, just like you're bowing your head, right? Bowing your head in prayer, that old thing. There's a reason they do that, by the way. It's this effect. When you drop your head forward, what it does is it actually disconnects that, you know, part of the way that your brain, that ongoing just rapid chatter, that conversation, all that stuff, it stops when you bow your head, when you lean your head forward. When you lean your head forward, it actually stops all of that. And when you do that, what happens is that it will result in just everything getting quiet. So get quiet and just wait in that position and just see, because you know it's being it, when you get still, when you stop, when you get still, that. And you just wait. Things will come to you from within. And you will have ideas. You will have inspiration. You will have quietness. You will have, you know, that whole thing about just be. You know, you already have within you everything that's required. Everything that's required to manifest and create incredible things. You have within you everything that's necessary to change this entire world. Just you. Just you. Now, as you move forward, your power is going to increase exponentially as others join with you. Because when you start having more and more humans together on the same page, to do and to accomplish something, incredible things do happen. But you've got to recognize that power's in you. And you want to start moving in that power. You want to start moving in that reality of who you are within. Because otherwise, you know what will happen? You'll just be reading more and more books. You'll be listening to all these podcasts. Listen, all that stuff is fine. You know, there's a certain level of learning that takes place, but it's with what's within you. That's what you want to tap into, because that's where your power is, your ability is, your ideas are, your contribution. You know, how much longer do you want to go through this life living somebody else's intention, living somebody else's agenda? At what point do you want to truly live what's within you to live? Well, you know how that's going to happen? It's when you take a step. You know, sometimes when I don't feel like it, that's especially the time where I say, okay, what small thing can I do right now? What small thing can I do right now that will still keep things moving forward? Because sometimes it's not even the effectiveness of that action. It's just the fact that I'm doing something and taking an action in the direction that I want to see things go. And by just doing that, things continue to move. Because I'm communicating by my action what it is that I truly believe. See, our actions communicate our belief much more than our words. So take those actions, do those things that you know within yourself to do, And by doing them, things will change. All right. Continue on. We got good things on the horizon. Don't worry about anything. Love you. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. That's where we get the mails at this point. If we have anybody that writes us. Okay. Bless y'all. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. Bye.